You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about.
Oh, you got the top, Bill?
Yeah.
I'll take the bass, all right?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's move aside. Ooh.
Hey, man, that sure sound good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that,
buddy. Really, really sound good, man.
Hey,
man,
you too, Harry.
Hey, man, what about the bass, man?
The bass
always sounds good.
Now, okay, I'll tell you what then. Let's do it again.
One more time. All right, just for the bass. I'm still on
key. All right, come on. And get down, Bill Brown.
My dear.
Well, Harry, sure sounds good today.
I like this.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, David, Harry,
Harry. And a good cheer.
This song's so good. It hurts me all down.
Happy anniversary.
Chaz, your soul sister, thank you for tuning in tonight for Virtuous Optimist Podcast. This is our first anniversary. And to be honest, the anniversary was the actual date of the first episode that I recorded and produced and released was like October 20-something of 2017. I released when I was in Louisiana. My grandmother was able to hear my very first episode of Virtuous Optimist Podcast. She passed away that same month. So actually, the release was probably like the 12th or something earlier in the month, and then she passed away toward the end of the month, which I was working on episode 2, I believe, at the time of her passing. In loving memory, Grandma Jeanette Pryor, also known as
church on Sunday morning.
Net,
Grandma
also known as Mummy.
So well.
Peace and love.
Grandma. Hey,
we love you infinitely.
Out a warning, she'd say,
baby doll.
Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hey.
This is
Mommy.
I miss you, my baby.
Grandma's
I'm going to call you back tomorrow.
The local unwed mother. Grandma's hey. Used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hay used to lift a face.
Like I mentioned, this is the first anniversary. I do want to give thanks and all the praise to the Most High God. I'm so appreciative. Last year, he gave me, well, a little bit before last year, he gave me the vision of a platform where I was able to share music that I love, soul music, and to be able to shine light on artists that I think are great musicians and artists and talent. You know, like I said, I just want to take the time to say thank you, God, for all that he's done for me during my journey with Virtuous Optimist Podcast. So I also have to give thanks to each and every single person, loved one of mine that has been a part of Virtuous Optimist Podcast. My loved ones, Emerald, Ty Vinci, oh my gosh, Megan was on the show, Marlon, Belly, K-Cal, the musicians, singers, rappers, Mid-City AB, J-O, Malay, Crystal Dooms, Nicholas Richard, Dante, Gibson, Ray Love, Christian Owens. Really, really appreciate all of you being on the podcast. I'm sorry if I missed your name, and I miss you. Justin was on the podcast. Jay Poulard was on the podcast. Peace and love and blessings. So yeah, man, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that has been a part of the podcast, everyone that has took the time out to listen. I really appreciate it. So tonight, this episode is for you. It's just a lot of great tunes, different moments throughout the podcast, bloopers, unreleased audio that you haven't heard because it was edited out. It didn't make the final cut. Stay tuned, you know, and just listen straight through. I won't keep you too long, hopefully. What I want to do right now to kick off the episode is I want to do an anniversary mix that I did. So last night I kind of just kicked it. I was high and I just did a mix. So this is what came out.
Told me, young and keep it real. It don't matter what they want, just always do what you feel. If you gotta press some, be the diamond on the wheel. Cause being scared to swing down just ain't no way to live. Cause even old school show they grills. Then he said, hold up, grab some wine, holla die. UGK for life, raised his glass and told me, pull up. My granddaddy tapped me on my shoulders. Then my grandma told me they were so proud that I showed up.
It's burning my quads. I'm biking downhill and it sound like a fishing rod. Savage, I'm biking, yeah.
From cold water to the shawl, alcoholic where I handle the bar. It's a PK, PK, ripper, nah, you can't fuck with the bar. That's my problem, yeah. I got a my tie smoking when I stop. Okay, nobody fucking with me. My accolade take from my neck. Pedal, I drown in the heat. My sapphire's drowning my sweat. White Max, but I jet Jackson. I'm saving the streets. I'm Roger Rabbit in the air. I don't care. Big Willie style, yeah. Nigga, one wheel. One wheel. One wheel. Nigga, one wheel. I fishtail downhill, yeah. I rose my rate. Brand new brakes. Why name is Slater? Ask my date.
I don't get weak in the knees. Honey spreader like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get an anvil. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God gave you what you can handle. Gave you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. DV's got the angles. I'm breaking.
Going to harm you now. Na 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 For many years, for so long, didn't understand what was going on, so I'm planning to belong. Hey. I know there's bigger things going on around me. When it takes over, it's all I'm ever thinking. I say, hold on, the world is evolving. I'm lost. Why would you shoot at us? At people judging, that's not love. Ignorant. I was once so, now I choose to think it's common sense. It's my heart. Slow it down, back it right up. We can ooze to this groove. My music will do that.
With you, I will do that. My nerves will shake me up this good. So it should. I'm burning my convict. It's so deep until you back gets my truth. Yes, it's true. So it should. I'm convicted, so deep.
So the tunes that you just heard was, we started off, I guess you could say we started off with Tadao, Masego, and FKJ, yeah. We played You Can't Blame Me by Johnson, Hawkins, Tatum, and Durr. Big Crit, Booth in the Sky, Frank Ocean, Biking with Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator. That was primarily Tyler's verse. Janis Joplin, Summertime, her own rendition of Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. The Weeknd instrumental with Gucci Mane with Weeknd. Instrumental, then we went into the actual tune curve. And Quet, I Will Always Be There For You. Odessa, It's Only, featuring Zyra and Noah Slee Told. So now we're going to jump into some unreleased stuff and bloopers, just some flashback stuff. I definitely just lost my train of thought. But yeah. Dang, I really just lost my train of thought.
Edit, cut.
Damn, I really blanked. Like, I know I'm talking about when I hear music, when I hear songs. But yeah, so I'll just start digging too deep. You know, I'll start digging deep into music.
Let me just stop and go back and see what I was talking about.
This is funny, so funny. Okay, pause.
So, because when I talk to you and I know you personally, I know that you're a very empathetic person. But what the message that your music puts out is that you're really aggressive. You're outspoken. I don't give a F. So,
like that quote from Get Rich or Die Trying, you know, telling you it's two different parts of the brain, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm that way in real life sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're very intimidating. You're a very intimidating person.
I am? I don't try to come
you,
on like that.
You are very intimidating.
I'm passionate. That's all it is.
For number one, I can tell you, people are intimidated because you're so intelligent, and people are intimidated because you're so confident. Mm-hmm. And A lot of sisters like just be approaching you.
Like what? Like awesome music stuff or just like in general? Somebody come up to me.
That's what I'm saying. Cause you're so damn intimidating.
That's what somebody was telling me. Cause I got a demeanor that's like, you know,
you
I ain't
do.
Know. I'm just being myself. I don't be knowing I'm doing that. Yeah.
But man, but I dig that. Like, I dig it, but at the same time, it's like, because it's like, yes, this person is intimidating, but it's kind of like really intriguing.
Yeah,
like,
I see what you're saying.
You know, like, so I'm kind of intimidated, but I want to know a little bit more.
Yeah, that mystique.
But that's what I get from you. So that's why I asked you, because I know people not coming up to you.
Yeah. And I'm cool people though, like.
You are.
I think I'm cool.
You are.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You are my loved one forever. Yeah, yo, it's your soul sister here.
Man, what is
look at this guy. He's running from this other guy. He probably calling the police on the streets of LA, man.
Talking that shit. He's saw him running down the street, huh?
She was running. I'm like,
he took off. Hey, it's because you just think you got some control, you got some power. Somebody can't rob you.
But that black guy better get out of sight.
As soon as possible.
Disco Lady was the first record to go platinum. That's what I learned on Unsung, was that his record, Disco Lady, that was the very first record to go platinum. Before, I mean, they had to create that for his achievement. All my sisters and brothers who go on platinum these days, thank your forefather, Johnny Taylor. Him and the people that he had behind him, because he didn't create it himself. There's producers and, you know, people on his team that helped that record be what it was. Writers, you know. Such a love child. Bum, 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 and bum, every man bum, in this place bum, would love to be bum, in a space. Bum, 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 as the night bum, settles down, bum, she'd be a lot of clever clowns. Bum, 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 and I'll do bum, my best bum, to be bum, better bum, than the rest. She is so.
You have you seen my smile? Understanding your words. Yes. So what does that mean?
So to me, that means understanding what you bring to the table and knowing what skill set you have or things you're working on to get better at. So whether you apply that to your job, family relationships, or just a significant other, understanding what you bring to the table. What you will and will not put up with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basically that.
Got it. Okay, yeah, so I think I agree. It's, you know, understanding your worth. Like you said, you know, figure out what you're willing to put up, what you're willing to put up with. Because in this life, it's like, come on, we have to compromise. You know, we have to make some compromises with certain things. But, you know, it needs to be a compromise that you're comfortable with and that you feel that is beneficial to you.
That's very true.
That's just how we were talking about if when a woman is cheated on, you know. Yeah. Like tell that story.
Next up is an intro to smooth jazz with a live performance by saxophonist Nicholas Richard.
Hello, how y'all doing? My name is Nicholas Richard from Lafayette, Louisiana, saxophonist and a jazz lover. Man, music is my passion, man. Been in a band, Marshall Southern University band, for 4 years. I've been in a band since I was a little boy, you know. And I would also like to thank Virtuous Optimist for choosing me for her podcast this Thursday for jazz. This piece that y'all about to listen is one of my originally own. I composed it, played the saxophone. Everything that you're going to hear is from me, from the heart and from the soul. And it's called Life of Emotions. And it's just about, you know, emotions that you go through in life. I think y'all going to be able to feel what I was trying to portray and the message, and I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Thank you.
Foundation.
Being an owner of a business and also creating the actual content where I hand paint on my merchandise, it can be tedious for the simple fact that it is a form of artwork. And our mother, Erica Badu, said,
"Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit."
The hardest thing to do when starting my business was actually starting. That was the hardest part. Though I had everything organized and I had all the business aspect worked out, I continued to stall on putting my product out for people to see. I was doubting myself. I was fearful that it wouldn't be received correctly. I was really unsure on how other people would receive it. The biggest thing for me to overcome was basically myself. I had to overcome the doubt that I had with myself, how my artwork would be received from the masses, that I forgot that I believed in me. And when I first started, when I came up with that idea, when I began to put the paintbrush on the jacket, I believed in me. So if I believe in me, then people will follow suit if they see that. So I had to talk myself into setting a deadline and putting it out on that deadline, just letting God do the rest. If it's for me, it's gonna be for me. If it's gonna make it, it's gonna make it. If it's not, I'm gonna learn from it. Like I had to tell myself, if you believe in it, put it out there. You're not gonna regret it. Everything that's gonna happen, you're gonna learn from it and take those lessons learned and apply it to your life. Apply to your business, but just don't set yourself back from creating, you know, everything that you want to create. With that said, guys, if you have a project that you're working on, if you know you have anything that you're wanting to put out and share with the world, do it. Like, do it now. Don't wait. Just get it done. My name is Emerald Gidring. I'm the owner of Be Black Denim, 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 Denim. Look, let's jump off with the icebreaker. So the icebreaker is what a hairdo. So what a hairdo. So just recently I saw like a tweet or something and it was like, brothers, you know, kind of they judge a sister off of her hairstyle. 100%. Is that true?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. So look, so this is what we going to do. We going to give KO some hairstyles, okay. And he going to tell us one of the first things that come to mind when he sees a sister with this hairstyle. All right. So the first one is naturally curly hair, like a curly fro.
To the guys, I am hit. I might need that.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. That's getting my attention.
Okay.
100%.
All right. So what about the straight bundles?
Straight bundles. I don't even know what that is.
Like the straight weave.
Oh, no. Anything weave. I don't need that at all. Nothing.
Okay. All right. What about the unconventional styles, like the different colors, the creativity?
I mean, colors is cool. You know what I'm saying? Certain people can rock certain things, though. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you start getting too bright, and you going green, and I mean, that's too much.
Right, okay, all right. So what about the fade, like the ball thing, the buzz cut? How you feel?
Not everybody, you got to be pretty in the face to do that.
Okay.
You have to.
Yeah.
Not everybody can pull off that Amber Rose.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen some really pretty ones.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. There's some out there.
Yeah, so what about locks, natural locks?
I don't have a problem with the locks. My sister got locks.
Yeah.
My sister pretty with the locks. It could work with the locks.
Yeah. All right, what about the short Halle Berry cut?
Again, you got to be pretty in the face to pull that one off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not, you know, everybody cut right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so what about the box braids?
Box braids, what is that?
The braids, like the, you remember the chick off of Friday?
Oh, the Janet Jacksons, the Poetic Justice.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it right there.
That's it. You dig that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like the whole album to me was like trap like. Mm-hmm. Like super trap.
I mean, it's two reasons because of that.
For one, I know because he made trap.
Because he made, yeah, he's a trap for legend.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I was living. Keep it gangster. That's how I was living. That was my lifestyle.
Yeah.
I damn near can't think no more. Don't get no C. Can't blame no more. I'm outside with it. Can't swing my dough. You talk that money. You sing my note. I was sleeping on the staircase. Ain't had no stairs. Wasn't headed to the bank for the damn show laugh. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I literally, that's when I was selling coke. I didn't have nowhere to be at.
Right.
Like, the car got towed.
Out here.
The car got towed. So it was like, I'm a nigga. I don't care about none of that shit. That shit don't never hinder me. I had to get it. I had to get some money. I had to make something happen, period. And I looked at it like, shit, I ain't got shit anyway. So if I get locked up for this shit, that's free somewhere to stay and free food.
Yeah, dang.
You dig what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I really was trapping. They duck and flee. I walk through where they from comfortably. It's nothing to be. Dry your ass, the bitch, I'm something to see. Can fuck with me. 808 cartel, Dante Harris, we killing shit. Yeah, we killin' shit. Come fuck with me. Say 808 cartel, Dante Harris, we killin' shit. Yeah, we killin' shit. Come fuck with me. Fuck with me. Elevation, no, I'm son of state. Son of state. Man, you niggas pussy, come to me. Come to me.
Yo, so the time has come where Gibson has to show his naked skills on Virtuous Optimist Podcast. So Pete, I gave him like probably like 7 beats. Let's see what he do on these 7 beats.
You so homeless, I can't let you go.
Love.
Feel so doggone greedy, I wanna hold you some more.
Another game. Fuck the fame, I want the motherfucking money. I'm smoking ganja just to keep my sane. My whole sanity, all you niggas is out for vanity. I want the money, so I don't give a fuck if you get mad at me. It is all about reality, not about the salary. While I'm just smoking on the celery, your bitch in bed with me, she wanna come and fuck. She come and fuck, so I told her, bitch, call your friends up after that, let's get the bucks. And I ain't fucking with no ducks, only eagles, man. Shout out to the motherfucking eagles, smoking out of Super Bowl. You already know, it's Gibson and this bitch, oh boy, it's Atlantis flow, gotta keep it slow. smoking dro, not no optimos. Got a raw, roll another one, rolling out the O. Fuck it, grab a piece at all. To all the peas, I'm talking about all the pimps and prostitutes who get the green. And I up high head until I drop dead, but I'm not dead yet. Matter of fact, I'm not gonna die anyway. Energy, I'm here to stay. Yeah, bitch, trying to fucking eat and get a dinner plate. Trying to win the day, so I'm in and out up on the interstate. Gotta get the Buick right anyway. I'm trying to eat the fish fillet with crawfish on top. And bitch, I'm trying to get on top, like your bitch on top. Don't fuck with no thoughts, only cool bitches who smoke with weed and like to go to the riches. Get the mission, I throw my rod out like I'm fishing, make a killing. I watch out for the illegal dealings, gotta go make my percentage, watch hopping the spinach, I'ma make it in a minute, I put it on 60, yeah. Ay, I'ma make it in a minute, I put that on 60. Ay, no, never tripped in the motherfucking neighbor smelled me. It ain't shit to tell me. Mama was gon' fuck up, I was so I had to get the green and sell me. I don't really sell beans, pop a half, and I gotta get my mind motivated. Watch out for the hatred, don't give a fuck who faking. Bitch, I'm a man, you can't take shit, not even my life, ho. Yeah, and I'ma say it in the future, and that's more once and twice, ho. Ay, and I do it, it's neutral, but put it in drive. Get it on my own, can't never feel deprived. Oh shit, nigga, that's motherfucking George Clinton. Watch this shit. Get that bitch funky. Get that bitch funky. She wanna fuck with me and she ride on the monkey. Got a saying. Got the bitch doing Humpty Dumpty and she fell off. From the back, tell off. Nah, bitch, I'm getting in, I'm well off. Never fell off. And I ain't trying to go no motherfucking jail, dog. No writing letters, bitch, I'm writing poems, though. Yeah, like the motherfucking book, no Psalms, ho. Growing weed like a farm, ho. Yeah. And I'm straight off St. John, ho, Northside. And I'm throwing another three, smoking on the trees. You know, now my motherfucking eyes bleed, shoe strains. And my motherfucking Chuck Taste, they blue, bitch. And I'm trying to get new, rich, new money with a new bitch. Matter of fact, a new chick, not all these women are bitches. But trying to get to the riches, no cinches. And motherfucker, hate it if you hate it, throw them in ditches. And nah, yeah. Watch the crutches, handicapped with the fucking, yeah. Double dutching, ain't no jumping in. If you jumping in, bitch, I'ma knock both of y'all out, that's a double win. Nah. Fuck a fat bitch with a double chin. I keep the beat going, you know that the heat going. Oh, look, pour a four just so I can move slow mo. And then I roll some more. I gotta go, so I put a whole six up in my simply. Don't call your bitch, cause she know she fucking with me. Oh, yeah, she got a friend on the passenger. Ayy, and I'm the shit like a laxative use. Bitch, you know I do my shit. I got the juice, but I'm not boosy boo. Let me ease your mind, say boo. I ain't no motherfucking ghost trying to get a ghost in that. Third coach, I'm not to brag and boast, but you know that I'm one of the most hottest nigga like a habanero. I'm not no zero, bitch, I go from 100 to zero. That's in the motherfucking minnow, you know that my stilo cannot be jocked, bitch, I'm one of the greatest. Cannot top me, you cannot knock me, check the pimping while I'm doing all this shit. On the green just like some spinach, all you niggas talking about y'all win the game, but y'all just scrimmage, chill as shit. Y'all not winning while your bitch is whining, and you whining, dining, and she finding time. I'ma come and find me, fuck it, bitch, I do it. Check the timing and that shit approximately accurate. And you know I'm gifted, not just talented. Trying to dodge the feds from the challenges. No challenges. Look. She needs sun, no Maxima. Trying to do it to the Maxima. Goddamn, on that chocolate top, man, I'm more than high. Trying to touch the sky. Finger rolling, I ain't talking about no layup. I can't lay up or wait up, so I call a connect to pick the weight up. Fuck the hate, bro, if you hatin', you can suck a dick. And fuck your chick, she probably running around fucking the click. It got you sick, so you up in your feelings. Man, fuck that bitch, I'm trying to get some dealing. Smoking herbal healing, sexual healing, and she feeling on the nigga. Lake Charles, Louisiana, up in this bitch. Ain't no losing, man, we winning, but she grinning at a nigga. Ain't no laughing at this shit, so she pissed it at a nigga like, I had to catch the catch. I meant to say I had to catch the snatch. Look, talking about the cat and then I bring it back and roll a bed. And then that's a home run and then I roll it back. Talking about the beat, bitch. Oh, good girls that's in college, but they with that freak shit still act neat. Fuck a good dish, she making up the bed, no bed rest.
Just feel me with your love.
Let me get it back, hold up. Let me rip the track, you know where it's at. Himalayan, that's if you need to find. No time to find that good shit, bitch, you know my name's on my B.I.G. shit, bitch, it's G.I.B. That's on my motherfucking stomach, nigga. Damn. Oh, wanna rock with you, oh. I can't stop for two, oh. I gotta get more. Got them bitches dancing like a heel toe. Bitch, I'm out the boot, I ain't talking steel toe. And I gotta keep the shit on the real though. Yeah. And I'ma still blow. And I ain't talking about the tide, I ain't never tied. Oh, live why? I ain't talking about no basketball. Bitch, I sip on drink, THCR, not no alcohol. And keep it G, I'm not mad at y'all. Get your own shit, bitch, I'm hot, yeah, gravity falls. I got a wet like Niagara Falls. Got a nigga sweating, hit her with the motherfucking tool. That's a lethal weapon. Mel Gibson, you know what it is. You know what it is. I'm cooler than the fridge, and I'm higher than the motherfucking cliff. All about the Franklin's, oh, quite frankly, they ain't me, bitches, Gibson. Can't stop and the nigga still tipping. Ain't no burning, but the nigga still flipping. Gotta get the dough, though. Got me moving up in slow mo. Stay smoking on the dro ho. You know, so moving slower than a Momo.
Why that's all she ate?
I don't think she they had anything else to eat. I mean, I don't think so. I know we ain't had much, but she came to the house with her jar.
Ready.
Exactly.
Like, I got my lunch, my breakfast, lunch, and dinner right. All in one package.
The song is called Old School. Man, it's just a vibe. It's about old love and you know, back in the day, we showed more love than we do today. Just give it a listen and check it out. I'm on every social media as Crystal Dooms, CHRYSTALDOOMES. You understand? So get at me, add me, share, anything. You know, support would be great. Thank y'all for y'all time, peace and tranquility. Everybody keep y'all head up, and I'm out. Peace.
How I think no one as fine as you is crazy, baby. No other guy can do me like you do. Now I'm thinking about you old school lately. So what happened to my old school? Wood grain,
Cadillac fifth wheel swaggin', listening to that old school Kenny Ray. Betty Wright whopping out my system. I remember brown sugar days, finger waves, women calling other women sister. Yeah, back in the day they used to play. I think of you when I listen to that old school.
Crystal Dooms, everybody. In her voice, like, immaculate. She's super dope. I really dig Crystal.
Say, baby, I was just wondering if you would like to spend some time with a real nigga. Maybe come over to my place, drink some Grey Goose, and smoke some fine marijuana. I knew you would. So why don't me and you just go hop in my ride and do what grown folks do?
I know you're smoking, baby. Come on and hit my weed.
You like to get high with me.
I know you're smoking, baby. Come on and hit my weed.
You rise and pull on my weed.
I know you're smoking, baby. Come on and hit my weed.
You like to get high.
I know you're smoking, baby. Come on and hit my weed.
Close your eyes and pull on my weed.
Would you like to come and smoke with me? Would you like to come and get high?
So high.
We're smoking lovely, 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 lovely. I can make you fly. I can make you fly. Oh, I can make you fly.
All right, so that's pretty much Virtuous Optimist Podcast year number one in a nutshell. Like I said, I really appreciate everybody that has been a part of the podcast. Two very, very special sisters that I forgot to mention earlier. Brandy, my best friend Brandy, my greatest friend, and my special, special friend Xavier. They were a part of Virtuous Optimist Podcast within its first year as well. So thank you. Stay tuned. You know, we're still growing and we're continuing to thrive here with the podcast. We have some really cool stuff coming up. You may be aware that I interviewed Tippa Lee of Tippa Lee and Rapper Robert from Kingston, Jamaica. We're working on a documentary, a docucast is what I'm going to call it. It's a podcast / documentary. So that's in the works right now. You know, we have some other big stuff coming up pretty soon, different connections here in LA that I've made with people. So yeah, just stay tuned. I've been promising y'all merchandise ever since I first started Virtuous Optimist. I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it because I need some money. Nah, but I really want y'all to have some B.O. merch.
Chopper sound boy, I go fail. In a dance hall, I go be the back of fail. With them, I go do no way, me fling on the scale. Fire, I go burn and sound boy, skin pale. Can't make no banking, you can't make no deal. My sound are the king, and you know it are the chiller. On a sound clash, and you know we are the winner. Arms so sting for me sound, you know, in a aid. My sound, man, you know it are the chiller. My sound are the king, and you know it are the chiller. On a sound clash, and you know we are the winner.
Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook. We are also on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher. You can Google Virtuous Optimist Podcast. All music copyright goes to the respective artists. I am not in any way trying to take credit for any of the music that I've shown you, that I've played for you. This is only for educational purposes only. And entertainment, of course. So entertainment. Thank you for listening to our first year anniversary episode. Many, many, many more to come. Thank you and have a great, great, great and blessed night. Peace and love.